Well, good morning and welcome once again to Firm Foundation Christian Church. Our scripture text this morning is taken from the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 30b will serve as our text this morning. It's printed in your bulletin. There is also a companion paper to the sermon, which is located on the table. If you didn't get one, you can get one on your way out. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 30b. And our scripture text is this: He who wins souls is wise. Now the salvation of souls is God's work. However, He calls Christian men and women, you and I, friends, everywhere to participate in this great and glorious work. Every time a soul is saved, a miracle happens, and the angels in heaven rejoice at the fact that one more lost sinner has been restored to fellowship with his or her Creator. So too ought we, as the people of God. The command to preach the gospel is a universal one. Go, therefore, and make disciples. Now, nobody can be a disciple or a student of the Master without first becoming a Christian. For the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. A second birth, a spiritual birth, is required. Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Each of us in this room has had a physical birth at the time appointed by God for each of us. Many of us in this room have had a spiritual birth with results that there is a home assured for us in heaven. But I fear that it may be the case with some in my hearing this morning that this is not quite so. Maybe you're sitting here this morning and you haven't had a spiritual birth. You don't know what that means. You've heard the Word of God preached. You've heard, perhaps, somebody say you must be born again, and you dismissed it as religious mumbo-jumbo. You didn't understand what it meant. Well, I'm here this morning to explain it to you in very simple terms. For how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Now it is true that I stand here this morning preaching the Word of God, but all of us are called to preach the hope that is in us to those who are lost. Otherwise, how will they hear? How will they know? And here is the gospel. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him, whoever believes in him and is baptized, doesn't say it, Whoever believes in him and does this, that, and the other thing, not in the word. Whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Do you believe the promises of God? I do. We can take them to the spiritual bank with us. If this be not true, then call God a liar, but do so at your own peril. For it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. I didn't say it. I didn't write it. It's in the book. The facts which must be believed are presented concisely by the Apostle Paul. For I delivered to you, first of all, that which I also received. Now, one of the qualifications to be an apostle, according to God's word, is that one must be an eyewitness to the resurrection. And so the Apostle Paul was qualified on that basis. That Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. That he paid the penalty for every sin that we have ever committed and that we will ever commit. And that he was buried and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. Therefore, friend, kiss the Son. Bow down and worship him. Pay homage to him. For truly, God incarnate, who took the penalty for your sin upon his own body, is worthy of worship. Kiss the Son. Why? Lest he be angry and you perish in the way. And this admonition does not come without a promise. Blessed are all who put their trust in him. There are four main points which we will bring out this morning that speak to why soul winning is wise. I speak now primarily to those who are of the household of faith. For as we have spoken, those who have not received Christ cannot understand spiritual things. First, he who wins souls is wise because many souls are lost and it is a needful ministry. God has need of it. Secondly, he who wins souls is wise because it is every believer's responsibility. Third, he who wins souls is wise because it strengthens the faith of the Christian. Fourth, he who wins souls is wise because the soul winner stores up treasures in heaven. Christian, if you walk away with nothing else, no other scripture to commit to memory this morning, I pray that by repetition, if by no other means, that you will remember these things from the bedrock truth that he who wins souls is wise. Now finally, we will define various categories of sinners and offer practical instruction that we might be all things to all men. First, he who wins souls is wise because many souls are lost, and it is a needful ministry. The Lord Jesus counsels sinners to enter by the narrow gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. In your daily life, you're watching people walk right down that Broadway, unwittingly so, right down the road which leads to destruction. The harvest, and we'll apply this scripture to the salvation of souls, truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. In other words, the number of needy souls far exceeds the number of Christians who are willing to go out and give them the gospel. Are you a Christian looking to be of use to the Master? Whatever your hand finds to do, do it. And there is a need. Right now, right where you are, of others, your family, your friends, those that you may meet at one place or another from time to time, there is a definite need right there for the salvation of souls. You want to be of use? Don't think in worldly terms. Think in divine ones. You want to be counted wise in the corridors of heaven? Win souls. That's what the Bible tells you to do. Second, he who wins souls is wise because it is every believer's responsibility. Now, this is the tough one. Naturally, we all want to evade accountability. We don't want to get caught when we sin. We don't want to get caught being disobedient to the word of the Lord. But nevertheless, I submit to you, he who wins souls is wise because it is every believer's responsibility. Now, we said in the opening that soul winning is part of the great commission that Jesus left us with. But for all too many professing Christians, take this to heart if it applies to you. There is a great omission with regard to evangelism and discipleship. You do the easy things, but you're not willing to put yourself out there for the cause of Christ, that somebody else might come to the Lord and know the hope that you've got. It's a selfish thing when you think of it that way, isn't it? The Lord holds us accountable not only for sins of commission, such as your anger, your disrespect to your father and your mother, your lust, and the like, but also for sins of omission. If you saw a man in a burning building, would you not rescue him if you were able to do so? And if you needed help in so doing, and you had your cell phone there, you'd at least call 911. You'd at least try to get the guy some help if you weren't in a position to do it yourself. But you would take whatever step that you had to the best of your ability to rescue that guy. Why then will you not rescue the same man who is facing an eternity apart from God, being scorched by the flames of hellfire? Heed the divine command. Deliver those who are drawn toward death, and hold back those stumbling to the slaughter. That's what those who are dead in their sins are like. They're like sheep, dumbly stumbling to the slaughter. If you say, surely we do not know this, does not he who weighs the hearts consider it? In other words, saying, salvation is God's work. Let him deal with that guy or that woman. I haven't got time. If you say that, he who keeps your soul, very interesting, the scripture that doesn't say he who keeps his soul. He holds us accountable for that sin of omission. He who keeps your soul, does he not know it? And will he not render to each man according to his deeds? The Apostle Paul was a faithful steward of the gospel of God. Heed his inspired words. For if I preach the gospel, I have nothing to boast of. For necessity is laid upon me. In other words, if anybody was converted through my means, the Apostle Paul is saying, it was the work of God and it is to the glory of God. Nowhere do you read the Apostle Paul saying, by the way, Philippians, I was in Ephesus the other day and I saved 153 people and you guys better take notice. He doesn't point to himself, does he? As Christian ministers, we ought to be careful not to point to ourselves. For in doing so, we're usurping the glory that rightfully belongs to the Lord our God and to Jesus Christ, through whom salvation comes. Woe is me if I do not preach the gospel. What's the mission of the Christian? Preach the gospel. What's the mission of the church? Preach the gospel. Notice for Paul, preaching the gospel was not optional, and he backed up his talk by walking the walk. Third, he who wins souls is wise because it strengthens his own faith. God gives us commands for our own spiritual benefit. Our faith is strengthened as we obey the Lord and see Him working through us. As we watch God reach lost sinners through redeemed sinners. We must be connected to the vine, which is Christ, if we can expect to have any success in the work. Many of us just go, 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 and we ignore the preparatory prayer. Or we ignore the reading and the study of God's Word so that we can do, do, do. But Jesus said this, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. Many times we find ourselves frustrated in our efforts as Christians because we haven't taken the necessary preparatory steps. We haven't prayed. We haven't considered the Lord's Word and the Lord's work. And so we justify away the lack of results in our Christian witness.